702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View from London now with Adam Gilchrist. Let's catch up with the rest of the planet. Adam, a very good morning to you. Ooh, here's an interesting, worrying one, I would even say. Russian authorities, why are they targeting Jehovah's Witnesses?
That's a good question. Why? Russian police certainly have. They've raided Jehovah's Witnesses all across Russia and made arrests. It does appear there's a new crackdown on the Christian group. An investigative committee posted a video showing security officers in balaclavas breaking into a flat and seizing piles of foreign currency. Maybe there's an allegation that they've been involved, some of them at any rate, in embezzlement or some kind of fraudulent capacity. But the SK, which is Russia's FBI, says conspiratorial meetings have been held at a Moscow flat, and they accuse Jehovah's Witnesses of indoctrinating new recruits. The thing is, though, this is the thing that I can't get my head around, Bongani. 3 years ago, Russia's Supreme Court banned the Jehovah's Witnesses as extremist. But 2 years ago, President Putin said he couldn't understand why followers of the religion were being persecuted. How do those two things go together, and why do we end up with this, which absolutely appears to be persecution?
You can disagree with the group or any group and their religious practices, but that does not, that kind of thing just never ends well. I think it always has the opposite effect, in fact, of what is intended. Talking about restricting people, anti-criticism laws now in France and Thailand.
Isn't it an odd thought that, I mean, in your country and my country, that you could be locked up for being critical of somebody at the top, for being critical of, in our case, the royal family, or in your case, the president. In Thailand, they've had this thing, and I remember it being on tourist brochures, that you must not criticize the royal family publicly, or you could genuinely end up in prison. Well, they sort of relaxed that so-called lèse majesté law for a while. It was diluted, certainly. Nobody was arrested or charged on it. And here we are back with it again. Thai authorities appear to be anxious about there being mass student protests, calls for constitutional reform, criticism of the royal family. So 7 student leaders at least have been charged and could get 15 years in prison. Swing across to France, and again, what happened to the notion of healthy criticism? In France, they have gone similar way. A law has been passed that bans French media, and indeed anyone on social media, from showing images that are deemed to be critical of individual police officers or soldiers. Now, you wouldn't want to see people being defamed, libeled, whatever. But in the midst of security clashes at migrant camps, if a journalist thinks, hang on, that those police officers, for instance, are beating that person up, I'm going to take a snap and get it on the paper. Well, now they could be held in contempt. They could be locked up in jail. It's an extraordinary thought that France has taken that step.
Never mind migrants. I mean, haven't we seen protests against Macron by French citizens? It's a really, really worrying one. And finally, Adam, and I can imagine all sorts of conspiracy theories about this. What has appeared in a canyon in Utah?
It's an extraordinary metal column, a mysterious metal monolith, as they're calling it. I think technically a monolith is meant to be a rock. But okay, we'll ignore that bit and say it's a metal monolith, about 3 meters tall, give or take, stuck in the ground between rocks in a canyon in Utah. And it was spotted by a helicopter crew who were, surreally enough, they were flying around this part of Utah counting sheep, which is enough to put anyone to sleep, isn't it? Anyway, they were awake enough to spot this metal thing sticking out of the ground, flew down, landed, and investigated. And the helicopter pilot, Brett Hutchins, says that nobody has yet laid claim to it. He says he believes there are 3 explanations. Number one, it's some kind of arty statue, made out of stainless steel or something shiny anyway. Number two, it was put there by NASA for some inexplicable reason. But number three, remember the film 2001 A Space Odyssey? It's an alien thing and it has come to Earth. All sorts of theories abound, but I love one reaction on Twitter, which was, thank God, normal news is back.
Take me to your leader. I think that's where most people are going to go as far as that story is concerned. Adam Gilchrist, great stuff as always. That's this morning's Worldview.